Without further ado, I'm going to invite Rashmi to come on up. Why don't we give an applause for Rashmi?
You got a lot of fans today. That's great. All right.
Rashmi, I hand it over to you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rashmi. So I've been coming to Redemption Church for about seven months now, so fairly new. My husband and I moved from Toronto back in January. So I just want to share a little bit about my story and why I decided to get baptized today. So I've always grown up in the church, going to church, going to Sunday school, learning about the goodness of God, but I didn't really know him until a lot later in life. I think one of the things that will stop me was because I felt like I was not good enough. I don't have to be good enough. That's not what God requires of any of us. It's just a willingness to follow. So I decided to get baptized before COVID, and then I decided to get baptized before COVID, and then I was really anxious about the future, and I really didn't deal well with uncertainty. So I felt like God has really brought a change in me, and I'm just happy to be here in front of my family and my friends and my church community. Thank you.
Moses and I are going to do a bit of a more informal interview as he shares his testimony. So Moses, tell us a little bit about yourself, tell us your story, and when you became a Christian.
Back in now, this is something so great in my life. I've been longing for this for so long. We started with Pastor Chris on this journey. I'm so glad that today it has come to accomplish. I'm so happy. I glorify God for that. A little bit about my story. My testimony is all that. My story, how to get to know, come in faith with Jesus. Sometime back, back in my country, I went to church. They called me to get, you know, my home country, my business, I'm a realtor, I do real estate. So they called me for a job at church. When I went, I'd gone for a job. But I ended up getting saved from there. You know why? When I reached church, I'd gone for a business. But I ended up offering a free service. I'd gone to get money, but I ended up offering a free service to the church. From there, I started following Jesus. It's now coming to 14 years, but when I reached here, it's now two years, coming to 2 years now here in Redemption Church, I don't have much to say, just happy for this day, that's what I can say, because I've been waiting for it since last year, up to now, until today, just happy to be baptized. That's what I can say. Thank you, Moses.
Do you want to share a couple of thoughts on what it means for Jesus to be Lord of your life?
Because when I looked into my journey, my life story, from childhood up to where I am today, I just needed him to be a master of my life. is the master. That's what I can say. He's the master of my life. I just want make him to be the master of my life. Yeah, that's what I can say.
And how do you think your baptism will help you?
Yeah, this baptism, I know. Since I've been waiting for this, I just want to strengthen my faith with him. That's what I can say. I just want to reconfirm my faith with him. That's why I decided to go in for baptism.
Thanks so much, Moses.
All right, one round of applause. God bless you. I'm going to invite now our three very brave preteens to come up all together as a block. So Shimamanda, Skylar, and Rivers. All right.
And we're going to start with Shimamanda. So Shimamanda, tell us a little bit about yourself, tell us your story, when did you become a Christian? My name is Shimamanda, and I was raised in a Christian family, so I was raised and taught the ways of God and how to distinguish the right and wrong. And what does it mean for Jesus to be Lord of your life?
It means that he's like the most important person in my life, more important than other people, more important than what other people say, what other people do, other people in general. He's the most important person. And why do you want to be baptized today? Because baptism is like, for me, maybe a way for me to be closer to God more and Jesus more.
And it's also a public declaration so that other people, it's like a public declaration to the people that I now have given my life to Christ. Bless you. Thank you so much, Shimamanda. You did great. Skylar, why don't you approach the front here? All right, Skylar, same three questions. Tell us a little bit about yourself, tell us your story, when did you become a Christian?
In May 2017, my grandmother visited and I prayed for her with my mom to invite Jesus into my life and prayed as well as my mother's. Also, a little bit why I did that is because I was bullied a lot, from age 3 to grade 3. And I also had nightmares a lot. That was hard. For instance, one time, I had nightmares almost every night. I dread going to bed. Also, I saw in the spirit, after paying attention to the demonic things, because they were scarier and looked bigger. Sometimes at night, I would cry out because I saw something demonic or had nightmares. For instance, one time I physically saw a spirit of fear walk through the wall towards me. I was completely petrified. According to my mom, when she came into my room, I was shaking and stuttering. It got so bad I asked God to take away my ability to see spiritual beings, so he did. And I stopped seeing them. However, to this day, it still difficult for me to see the spirit the way I did before. Which is sad because also they don't see angels as easily as they did before. I was trying to take away the rain, but keep the rainbow, which backfired. Because of my experiences, my mom taught me spiritual warfare. I learned to use the name of Jesus and the dreams of spiritual light out of evil. I learned to shift the atmosphere, and the space around me through my prayers, declarations, and seeing worship to God. And it brought me closer to God because I realized he loves me, he protects me, he is powerful, and he is my truest best friend, even when others are not. Knowing that I can get peace, I would really love those nightmares again if it made me feel closer to God than I already am. I learned to use spiritual warfare in situations with people at school as well. This doesn't always change their behavior, but it changes my internal state. I sing praise to God, my faith dissipates, and I'm given peace. Eventually I was able to change school so I didn't get bullied as much or at all. And my mom now walks around the school property every morning and prays. Since this time, I've been reaching friends and not bullying in the same ways or to the same extent than before. When bullying occurs, which is rare, I no longer feel the same fear or anxiety that I did before. Instead, I'm filled with God's peace and I know He fights for me. Now with my mom's help, I'm growing and learning to hear God's voice for myself. He encourages me in different ways, including in stressful situations.
Thank you so much for sharing. Bless you.
All right, Rivers, tell us your story. When did you become a Christian?
Hi, my name is Rivers. My mom is Sarah Lynn, my dad is Daniel. I was raised in a Christian family. I've learned about God since I was born. Three weeks ago, my mom asked me, what does it mean to be a Christian? I said it means to be someone who follows God. Being a Christian means believing that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So I prayed with my mom, asking God for forgiveness and asked Jesus to come into my heart.
What does it mean for Jesus to be Lord of your life, Rivers?
To follow Jesus means to trust that He's going to make the best decision for my life. Three years ago, a kid pushed me off the playground, and I fell mouth first onto a metal bar. And all my teeth got pushed up into my gums, and I had to go to the emergency. I was scared. The nurses had to put a lot of gauze in my mouth, and they had to give me an IV. They let me rest, and I had to go to the children's hospital. I got to eat popsicles, and I watched a movie all night. In this situation, I trusted God was going to take care of me. I had to get emergency dental surgery. The doctor said that my front teeth were probably going to die. I had to trust God that he was going to make sure that my teeth didn't die. My teeth are not dead. He protected me the whole way through. This experience taught me that God protects me.
And why do you want to be baptized today?
I want to be baptized because I want to publicly announce that I'm joining God's team.
I want to be baptized because I want to follow God the rest of my life.
All right. I'm going to invite all of our baptism candidates to come back up. Come on up. We're going to pray for you before we hand things off to Cheryl. Why don't we all huddle together here? Elders, are you available? Can elders come on up, lay a hand on some of our baptism candidates here? Wonderful. All right. If you feel comfortable, why don't you extend a hand to our baptism candidates as well? Jesus, we give you so much praise. Who is like you, Jesus? I thank you, Lord, as each of these candidates have testified today. Lord, how you have met them at various parts of their story. How you continue to meet them and how you will meet them in the future. And I pray, Jesus, that as they take this step of obedience to be baptized, to identify, Lord, with you, to say, Jesus, your story, Lord, is our story. It's the truest, most defining thing about who I am. I pray, Jesus, that your delight would be upon each of them. Father, would you look upon each candidate and say, This is my son in whom I am pleased, this is my daughter in whom I am pleased. We ask, Holy Spirit, now fall afresh upon each candidate. Holy Spirit, come. Would you breathe life? Would you bring the presence of God in a tangible way to each candidate? And Lord, may this experience today, even as they had to be brave today and give testimony and testify in front of us today of their conviction to follow you. Jesus, as they go into the waters today, as they die to their old life symbolically and are raised to the new life you have for each of them, Lord, may this be more than just a symbolic gesture or symbolic act of obedience. We pray, Holy Spirit, holding the mystery of baptism, to say, Jesus, do what you want in this situation. Do what you want in their baptism. And Lord, may each of them experience, Lord, your nearness in a fresh way. May each of them actually experience what you experienced, Jesus, as you were baptized by John and came up out of the water.
And the Spirit descended upon you and remained upon you, Jesus. May your Spirit descend upon each in a fresh way. Holy Spirit, come and saturate each with your life. And may this moment today also be a day of beautiful remembrance of them, that each of them continues to grow in their walk with you as they go through trial and difficulty, Jesus, that they would remember their baptism, and that their baptism would be this picture in their life, this moment in their life of their belonging to you, that Jesus, you look upon them and you delight in them. Father, you delight